I had a lovely old grandfather, my grandfather Chapman. He was a dear old man, we all loved him. Well, my granny died, and then on Sundays, he used to go and spend Sunday dinner and tea with some elderly relatives in Hillrow. Well, after he'd had his dinner, I used to always go and have my dinner with them too. After dinner, Grandad used to disappear, and I would be about 10, I should think, and I wondered where Grandad had gone. But I didn't realise until afterwards that he'd gone courting, because eventually, after a year or so, he married the woman next door. Her name was Rosina. So, but we got very attached to old Rosina. We never called her, she wasn't her granny, but we called her Granny Chapman, because we were all little children. We called her Granny Chapman, and she was very kind to my grandfather and looked after him ever so well. Well, after some years, quite a few years they had together, Grandad died, and we all kept interested in Granny Chapman. She left the farmhouse where they lived, the Elms, and she went to live in a council bungalow. And we used to go and visit her quite often because we liked her. Anyway, during the war, when there was a shortage of clothes, we had clothing coupons to get clothes and shoes. She wanted a pair of boots. She never wore shoes. I never saw her with a pair of shoes on. She always wore men's boots or boys' boots. But during the war, she wanted a pair of boots. And she asked me if I would get her a pair. She didn't realise how difficult it was. I tried Ely and St Ives and all the shops everywhere. Rachel tried everywhere to get shoes, went to all the shops around. We even went to jumble sales. And her neighbours tried. We all made a big effort to try and get these shoes, but they were just not obtainable. And Granny Chapman said, "Oh dear, I don't think you're trying." She said, "If only I could get out, I could get some boots, I'm sure." She didn't realise, you know, that they were difficult to get. It was through the war that we had such a job to get any article of clothing. Anyway, as time went on, we dreaded going to see her because she kept nagging about these boots. But one day I went and she looked so pleased with herself. She said, "I've got me boots." Well, I knew she never went outside the house. So I said, "Got your boots? How did you get them?" She said, "Yes, I've got them myself." She said, "You wouldn't get them and Rachel wouldn't get them. Nobody would get me these boots, so I got them myself." I said, "Oh, whenever did you get them?" She said, "Well, I wrote up to Mr. Barrett." Well, now in those days, there was a firm called Barrett's of Northampton that made boots, and all the advertisements, it used to say, "Walk the Barrett Way." Very old firm it was. And she said, "I wrote to Mr. Barrett, and I said to him how badly I needed these boots and nobody could get me any. I wondered if he looked through his factory whether he could find the sort I wanted. I told him the size." And she said, "I had a very nice letter come back from him to say, 'Well, I've looked through my factory and I think I've got just what you want. If you send me the money, I'll post on the boots.' And that's what happened. She sent back the money and he sent the boots, and as you can imagine, she was very delighted to think that she'd got them. She was a remarkable old woman. I can remember once she walked to Ely. She never missed going to Ely Fair. She loved to go to the fair, and she would walk across Grunty Fen. And one day I remember she said that somebody in a motor car stopped to offer her a lift, but no, she said she wasn't going to be picked up by any strange man. So she carried on walking herself. But she loved living in the Elms. It was a big house in Lode Way. It's been pulled down since those days. But it was a lovely old house. It had two stairs. It had a huge whitewashed kitchen, and you could sit in the open half, at a low half, and like Inglenook nooks, and look up to the stars. And if it rained, because it would rain down on you sitting in the fireplace. There was a copper in there, and a sink. I believe there were two coppers, and a sink. It had a brick floor. I know it was whitewashed, and they had hams and bits of sides of bacon hanging up in the kitchen.
And she used to break her own bread? Or did she buy from a baker?
No, she wouldn't bake her own bread, because there was only her and granddad, you see.
Yeah.
But they cooked, they did all the cooking on this low hearth.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, they did that. And there was a big dairy, too, and two stairs.
Well, you lived at Stonecross Farm, didn't you?
Yes, well, you see, when Stonecross Farm got... Well, before Stonecross Farm was built, the house there got struck by lightning. And while Stonecross Farm was being built, we went to live down at Grandad's with Grandad Chapman and his wife. And we had several rooms there. It was such a big house. There was plenty of room for both of us, both families. And oh, it was a lovely old house. I'm always sorry that went out of the family, only it was sold during that very bad period we had. Would be 1947, was it? When the floods were. Yeah. And I know all the family, all my family, were all occupied with the work on the banks, the floods. And this sale happened to be one night when they were so desperate about the floods, they just couldn't get away to go to the sale. And it was sold for just a few £100, and handlers bought it. We always felt sorry that it didn't keep in the family, because it was such a lovely old building. And the garden and the yard, down the yard there was an old-fashioned lavatory with three seats in it. And it was a pit underneath, you know, it was one of the old-fashioned pits underneath. But the whole family could go to the toilet together, you see, 'cause there were three seats.
Yeah.
But it was a nice old house, and buildings too, and the yard. There aren't any places about like those now.
When you were young, did you used to cook with your mother and do the cooking?
Yes, we had down at Grandad Chapman's. I think there was a Dutch oven. Well, a Dutch oven is an oven in the wall, and you put the fire underneath the bottom like you would under a stick copper. You could burn sticks and wood and get it nicely heated, and they were very good for bread making. We used to make our bread, lovely bread, in the Dutch oven. And then we did the boiling and the cooking on the low hearth, burning sticks. We never had an electric cooker, it wasn't such a thing. And we didn't have an oil stove even. We did all our cooking like that. So we only had a baked dinner, perhaps Sundays, and one day during the week.
Did you go out to work at all?
Me? Yeah. Oh, no.